Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud. We are on Tes and Mabez by the two dots. We will start with Tana Rabbanan. So if you remember, we're still in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, where the Mishnah listed off all the Rosh Hashanim, and the first of Tishrei had a number of halachos related to it. We had, it is the Rosh Hashanah for Shanim. What is Shanim? So we had the three Pshatim in the Gemara last week. What exactly does Shanim mean in this context? The Gemara said back on Daf Ches, maybe it means Shtaros, which is the same thing as the Malachim. Maybe it means Tkufos, and maybe it means Din, like we call what we call Rosh Hashanah. That's L'Shanim, L'Shmitim, when Shmita starts, and that also we discussed last time, Uli Yovlos. We had the Machlokes, what starts on Rosh Hashanah, what starts on Yom Kippur of Yovel, and the limbo period in between, according to some Tanoim. That was Yovlos. Linitia Viliyarakos. So that is what we are into now. Linitia, what does that mean? Growths of fruit. What is the year that is, how do you calculate the year for their growth? So we said at the end of yesterday's daf that this halacha applies to Arla and Kila and Revai. As we know, the first 3 years of a fruit, it is subject to Arla. It is Asur Bahana'a, the first 3 years that I am involved in it. And the fourth year, it is Revai. Machlokas Tanaim, is it only Kerem Revai or it is all Netta Revai? Either way, those fruit have to be brought up to Yerushalayim and treated like Maaser Sheni. That is Revai. So how do you calculate those years? You calculate those years. A new year is from the first day of Tishrei. If I planted it in the middle of the year, right when Tishrei comes, boom, that's already the second year for Arla, for Revai. Remember the Mefarshim on Parshas Kedoshim, which discussed the Svaras and the messages of Arla and Revai. Arla, the Ramban writes, Ala Torah, that we want to give the first to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to give the first of our fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, similar to Bikurim. The problem is the first couple of years that a fruit grows, a tree produces fruit, it's inferior type of fruit. So what do? In order to have to give Hashem first, and though to have superior types, we wait a couple of years. The first 3 years, we just let it be. It's Asur Bahana, we can't get benefit from it, until it gains its strength. The fourth year already, so that's when it's going to be strong. So we bring that up to Yerushalayim, we treat it, and we eat it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, Lifnei Hashem in Yerushalayim. And after that, it becomes Mutter Lako, one of the messages of Arla, among others, as is discussed by the Rishonim. Remember, we mentioned the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, that the Ramban himself quotes that there was a certain type of sorcerers that were able to produce fruit very quickly. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even earlier than the first couple of years. Good fruit, so the Rambam says, no, it's another harchaka of Avodah Zarah. Make sure that you don't benefit from it in the first couple of years. Either way, so we know this is the cutoff point for Arla and Revai, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So now the Gemara clarifies that somewhat. Four lines for the bottom by the two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Echad hanoteya, ve'echad amavrech, ve'echad amarkin. All different types of planting. Noteya is normal planting that we would consider. One takes a little tree and puts it in the ground. Mavrich is where I take a branch and I bring it under the ground and bring it up somewhere else, so it is still connected to its source, which it started from. Ve'echad amarkin. Markiv harkava, grafting, or I try to graft one branch onto another tree. Any of those, that's considered plantings. That's also on Shabbos, and it's also during Shemitah. All of these are considered producing something that is growing. But the halacha is, how early? Very, very, very halacha l'maisa. Right, we're almost there, in terms of a couple of months till Shemitah. Erev Shviyas Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If I planted this at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, I planted this before Rosh Chodesh Elul, we'll see that's not L'maisa. L'maisa, we're going to add on a couple more weeks to Rosh Chodesh Elul, but if I planted it on Rosh, at least for now, a month before, so then that counts as a year. Also Loshana, that's considered as if it's planted in the sixth year, and therefore it is not considered planted during Shemitah. Umutu l'kamen b'shviyas, and therefore there's no problem, you're allowed to be mekayim it in Shemitah, and Tosfos says it's not only mutter b'tiyevet, Tosfos says even mutter l'chadchila, second line of Tosfos umutter, afilu l'chadchila shari lita, as long as it's before, 30 days before Shemitah, so it's considered sixth year growth, and there is no problem. Pachos mishloshim yom lefei Rosh Hashanah, but if I planted it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, so then lo also lo shana, so then it is not called sixth year fruit. It is called a seventh year planting, and therefore that is aser va'aser l'kaiman b'shvius. And it is aser to be mekaiman in shvius. Rashi says, as the Gemara spoke about yesterday, Tosefes Shemitah. Like we have Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif and Tosefes Yom Kippur, we also have Tosefes Shemitah. The first two prakim in Masechta Shvius discuss the concept of Tosefes Shvius. Right, well, it's not so lamaisa today as we discussed, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But that's what Rashi says here, lo also lo shana, and therefore, second to last line, asur l'kaimo mishav tosefes shviyas, shemosifin michol ala kodesh, right? Well, most of michol ala kodesh, and therefore this is a violation. Tosa discusses here, Tosa di Ramaschal Markiv, that our Gemara seems clearly that Harkava or Havracha, those are all chayiv in Arla. Right, and Shemitah, that's what the Gemara here is discussing. It's considered a new planting. Tosfos says, Umashba de Mavrachu Markiv Chayiv Ba'arla. That's what it sounds like. All these halachas are considered a new planting. Vakasha. Because in the first paragraph of Arla, Tosfos is quoting a Mishnah, not a Gemara. There's no Gemara on Arla. So Tosfos says, and look in the first paragraph of Arla, Mashma to Harkava Pajamina Arla. Harkava, grafting, is putter. Meaning it's not called a new growth. The tree itself was chayiv in Arla the first 3 years. I add on a new branch to the tree. That's considered new. That's not new. That's similar. As we know, halacha lamaisa, if somebody replants a tree with all of its dirt and with all of its roots, a large amount of it, you replant it, you don't have to start the counting again. Right? If you took away all of its dirt and roots and like a new planting, fine. But if I replanted it with a lot of its surroundings, so you don't start the counting again. So too, the Mishnah's Mashva, in the first parak in Mishnah Hay, that our kav is pater. V'taninami v'taras kohanim, and also the Medrash, taras kohanim. The Medrash halacha on vayikra. Unetatem prat l'mavrich u'markiv. Mikanato omer sipuk kafanim v'sipukan v'sipuk sipukan. Afa pishehiv richan ba'aretz mutter. If I add on to the existing structure of the plant, so it's not chayiv. So stira between the Medrash and our Gemara as Tosfos. Tosfos answers, a couple of answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos answers the Yeshlomar, the Hassam, Kishelo Nifsaka mi Aveha, Ubi Ilan Zakein, Vahafsaka Hacha Kishnifsaka me Aviha. What does that mean? As we know, let's say the first, Havracha. Right, so if you plant it, if you take the branch and I put it underneath the ground, the havrach, and I pull it out somewhere else, is it still connected to the original source mother plant? Tosfos says that's the difference. If it's still connected to the source mother plant, that's what the Torah's Kohanim is talking about. And that's when it's pater from Arla. Our case is where it's disconnected. When you cut it, you pulled it through, but then you cut it, and it's not connected anymore to the mother plant. That's why it's chayiv in Arla. It's like a new plant. It's not connected to its source anymore. That's what Tosfos says. We're talking about two different cases. The Ritva also here discusses this issue. He quotes Tosfos and a couple of other answers. And then the Ritva adds on an important halacha. Umihu, bichutz la'aretz, ein arla no heges b'havracha v'harkava la'olam. It says, even though havracha and harkava in Eretz Yisrael is part of the mitzvah of arla, and you're chayiv and arla do raisa, right, you have to let it be. But in chutz la'aretz, there's no havracha or arkava. Only mamish planting in chutz la'aretz. Arla exists in chutz la'aretz too. Halacha moshe b'sinai, the Gemara says in Kiddushin. So that doesn't, that element of arla does not apply. Why? Tahara b'lazer ben Yaakov savar de'ein arla no heges b'havracha v'arkava afilu ba'aretz. There is a Tana out there that says even in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't apply. We don't pasken like that Tana. But what's the principle? Halacha kamoso b'chutz la'aretz. Kala meko ba'aretz, halacha kamoso b'chutz la'aretz, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, that if there is a machlokes about a certain issue that applies both at Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz, something to do with the land. So we pasken kala meko ba'aretz, halacha kamoso b'chutz la'aretz. Even if we're machmir in Eretz Yisrael, we would be meko in chutz la'aretz, and therefore havracha narkava, though this Gemara treats it, you think it's like regular planting that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it would not apply. Tosfos, well, let's go back for a minute. This issue relates to the Rambam that we've discussed at various times in the past. We had a whole daf B'I in Shir about this a couple of years ago. The Rambam writes, relating to the issues of Arla and Ravai in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says that Arla exists in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. We just had a limitation on it in Chutz La'aretz. What about Ravai? The Gemara is not explicit. Does Ravai apply in Chutz La'aretz? Arla applies. That's a Mefurish Gemara. What about the fourth year fruit? Does that what would you have to do? You'd have to redeem it, then bring the money, and the money would be have kedusha. You bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros Perek Yud. Well, first he quotes Arla Shachus Laris Bakados Amakas Mardus, and then he quotes there also in Perek Yud Yireli. Yireli, as we know, always means it's his own svara, not based on earlier sources. Yireli she'ein din neter ravai noy b'chutz laretz. Does not apply in chutz laretz. Only arla, not ravai. Ella ochal peirashana revias below pidyon klal. Fourth year, it's all mutter, says the Rambam. Shelo amru ella ha'arla. Kalvachomer advarim, it's only arla. And then he quotes a kalvachomer from Surya. But then he quotes, Aval Be'eretz Yisrael, Noeg Bein B'fnei Abayis, Bein Shalom B'fnei Abayis. V'horu Miksas Ge'onim, very unusual for the Rambam. The Rambam hardly quotes anybody by name in Mishnah Torah. He quotes the Rimi Gash once or twice, and he quotes Ge'onim sometimes. But that's it. Doesn't quote anybody else. So he quotes here, V'horu Miksas Ge'onim. He quotes his Rabosai one time in Hilchas Sukkah. V'horu Miksas Ge'onim. Shekerem Ravai Levado. Podin oso b'chutz laretz. V'yachar gach yeh muter b'achila. Only kerem ravai. But generally neta ravai, so then it would be muter. But there is some ravai in chutz laretz. Says the Rambam, v'ein l'dover ze iker. I don't know what they're talking about. It sounds like a rivet type of line. But the Rambam here is talking about the Gaonim in the Mishnah Torah. Machlokes Gaonim and the Rambam. Whether Ravai, at least some Ravai, apply in Chutz Laretz or not. What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? So, Rav Chaim on that Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perek Yud, Alacha Tesvav, quotes, Daf Be'in Shir we had about 3-4 years ago, if anybody wants more on this topic, and that is, how do you understand the Halacha L'moshe Misinai, that there is a concept of Arla in Chutz Laretz? That's what the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai teaches me. Says Reb Chaim, there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What he calls Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Hamichadeshes, something new. I would not have known this Halacha at all. And all of a sudden, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, this is the Halacha. Michadeshes. Or there's a concept of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Hamifareshes, that explains, that expands an existing concept. I know this concept, and the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, don't think this concept is only A, but it's even B. Is part of this concept. So, for example, there's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam quotes this, and Rashi quotes this. Whether in Arel, if an Arel does the avoda, an uncircumcised kohen does the avoda, is he chayim misa b'dei shamayim, right? And is the avoda mechula? Does he get malchus? I'm misa b'dei shamayim. Does he get malchus? So the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Arel chilel avoda. So viloka. I skipped a few words on purpose. The Rambam says you get Malkus. Rashi and Sanhedrin says you don't get Malkus. It's learned that from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Sanhedrin Daf Chav Beis, that an Arel cannot do the Avoda. How could you get Malkus? Malkus you require Mefurish Pasik. Yishomer Pen Aler Lo. You can't get Malkus based on Torah Shebal Peh. What's the answer? The few words that I skipped, Mari Kirkus points us out there. Ha'arel Harehu Keben Nechar. V'chulu L'fichach Arel She'avad Chila Avad Also Beloke Kizar She'avad. What's the chiddush of the Rambam? The halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that an arel can't do the avoda, is expanding the definition of what a zar is. A zar we thought was a non-kohen? No. A zar is anyone who is not a circumcised kohen. So if you're lacking kahuna, or you're lacking circumcised, that's the definition of zar. So when the Torah says that a zar gets malchus, that includes an arel. That's the chiddush of halacha Moshe B'Sinai, according to the Rambam. It expands the definition of zar. So says the Reb Chaim, it's the same thing here, with other nafkaminas as well. Here, Arla, the fact when the Torah tells us, when the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me that Arla applies in Chutz Laretz, what is that saying? That the normal, regular concept of Arla applies in Chutz Laretz? Just like the concept of Arla in Eretz Yisrael, so then Memela you'd apply Ravai too, Misvara. Because whenever you have Arla, Ravai follows in the fourth year. That's the Shita of the Gaonim. Mashenke, the Rambam here would say, you don't have to say every Halacha Moshe B'Sinai works the same way. The Rambam here would say, no, this Halacha Moshe B'Sinai Mechadeshes. Arla is Arla, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Arla to Chutz Laretz, that's a totally different concept. It's a new idea. So you don't have to have Ravai following it. It's a new idea, and therefore that's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Again, many other nafkaminas here. But again, every halacha Moshe B'Sinai, one would have to analyze, is this a halacha Moshe B'Sinai ha-mechadeshes, or halacha Moshe B'Sinai mifareshes? That is a question. The mitzvah priya, part of Mila. Priya is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So does that, the second part of Mila, not just the chituch, but the priya, is that part of the definition of Mila, or is it just a separate din? My nafkaminu l'chassam sofer says, if you get to make a bracha, until after the chituch, the Mo'al did the Mila, and he's like, oh, forgot to make the bracha. Could I still make the bracha of Al HaMila before I do the Priya, before I pull back the foreskin? So that is again, a discussion in the Chassam Sofer relating to our issue. Okay, back to our Gemara. After we did Tosis. Says the Gemara now again, if you're a member, if somebody plants something within 30 days before Shemitah, that's considered planting during Shemitah, because of the concept of Tosefa Shvius, and therefore it's usher to let it exist, and therefore you have to uproot it. Mashenkin, if it's before 30 days, so then that's already considered a year, and therefore it's not called Shemitah fruit. Or, as we'll see in a minute, it's not called, when should the years end? Let's do the math for a second before we do the next line of the Gemara. Let's say I planted it 2 months before Shemitah. So right when Shemitah comes, that's year two. Right when the first of Tishrei comes, it's year two. The following Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that should be the start of year three. The following year should be the start of year four. So at that Rosh Hashanah, that should be the end of Arla and the beginning of Ravai. The following year should be the end of Ravai, and it should be Mutar Lagamrei. Really, instead of, right, four full years, it should be three years plus 2 months. So far, that's all we think. We're about to see that that's not true. But to see, we add on a couple of months. Says the Gemara, Uperis Netiyazu, the fruit of this little sapling that was planted. Right, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat of the Gemara. Machlokas, we're showing him how to read this Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that this line of Peris Netiyah is going on the case where someone planted before 30 days, before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So if somebody planted, so right when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes, that's year two. And we continue. But still, once you get to that year that we say, oh, now it's the beginning of year four, it's not true. Arla sticks for another couple of months. Asurin ad tesvav bishvat. It's also till two bishvat. Why? The Mefarshim explained. Because we were so makel to say that, oh, 1 month is already called a year. It's already called a year for Arwa, for Ravai. So because we're so making at the beginning, we add on, we're a little machmir at the end, we add on an extra couple of months. Meaning from the first of Tishrei, we don't say it's not Arla anymore, it's still Arla until Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, middle of Shvat, 4.5 months we add on, and from two Bishvat, that's when it is no longer Arla in the fourth year, and it is no longer Ravai in the fifth year. And that is, as we will see, so when we celebrate Tu B'Shvat, right, we're not just celebrating, what does it mean Rosh Hashanah? We have to know the halacha. The halacha is, if it's planted before 30 days, before the year, so then Tu B'Shvat is when the years of Arla and Ravai end. If it's planted months before, then we'll see, we might not have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. Imla Arla, Arla, Imla Ravai, Ravai. If it's for Arla, Arla, and if it's for Ravai, that is when Ravai. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, actually, we'll wait to see in the Shulchan Aruch, because there's another element on Amud Beis that plays a role. And we'll see why it's not exactly 30 days before, but a little bit before that. But Minani Mili. Actually, before we go further, let's just see the first Chashuk Yechemet of the day. And that is in terms of, again, planting. And this has to do with Imla Arla Arla, on that line. He has this case. She'ela. Ruvain Shasal Shtil Shalates Pri. Ruvain planted a fruit tree. Wonderful. Bechatzar ha-mishutefes bebayis ha-mishutaf. There's a joint garden, and he planted a tree there. Betesvav ba'av, 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. We'll get to why that is. But with enough time, let's say 2 months before Rosh Hashanah, he planted his shetil. And Bashcheino Shimon ha-misnageit. Shimon is very upset that he planted this in the part in the courtyard that's Peshutfis. He didn't want him to plant it. So what did he do? He knows a little halacha, which is always a little dangerous if you know a little halacha. What did he do? And it's a two weeks before Shemitah, or whatever the year is, he takes the plant out of the ground, rubs off all the dirt, all the roots, and then puts it back into the ground. So he basically restarts the count. After he ripped it out, and then he put it back in. didn't want to totally rip it up, not only because he didn't want it to know, but because he knows the sakana that there is in cutting down fruit trees. The Gemara talks about in Baba Kama, right? Ki adam eitz hasadeh, very scary discussion in the poskim in Bal Tashlis, fruit trees specifically. V'lachenu mitkonein lohotzi kol shloshes shanim es hashtil. Kais, he just wants to start the 3 years again of Arlo, where the guy can't get any benefit. Kais sarach ruvein lispar shuv gimel shnos Arlo mechadash. Me'achav akeis u'shadam mechadash. Hayim Shimon chayiv l'shalim l'ruvein avor shana achash al Arlo shifsid lo. He lost him, he cost him a year of produce. So does he have, he's mazik, he's a varian. So does he have to pay? So Nira says, the Chashuk Yechemed Rav Zilberstein, Nira, that he's pater. He was mazik, but he's pater midini adam. Why? Because this is called Grumman B'nizakin. And we pass him, Grumman B'nizakin is pater. Garmi, that's a separate issue. Garmi is a little more direct. Maisa Yashir is obviously chayiv, but Grumma B'nizakin, if I damage in an indirect way, the Gemara tells us above a comma that I'm pater. V'yavsha asa maisa nezik biyado, even though we did a direct maisa nezik, not like usual cases of Grumma, which is really indirect. I was mazik directly, I left your door open and something happens. But even though this is a maisa direct, mikol makom kivan shehanezek eino ela la'achar zman eiza ela kemazek begrama upater bidei adam avo mistaver shachayiv b'dinei shamayim mistama he is chayiv b'dinei shamayim. But then he says there is another halacha, an unknown halacha, also in Siman Reish Sadi Dalet, as we'll talk about soon. A person is allowed to sell his tree to a nachri before the fruit come out, kodem sheyavo haferus la'olam, and then it won't be arla. Continues, there was a way out to get the hanah of the fruit, so maybe he's not chayiv even b'dinei shamayim, because he could have done something and Hashem knows the halacha. Okay, either way, lamaisa, this is grumman b'nizakin, and therefore he says you would be chayiv b'dinei shamayim pashtus, even though not b'dinei adam. Okay, back to our Gemara. Mino ani mili, second line. How do I know that this is true, that I'm allowed, that Arla and Ravai have to wait until Tesva Bishvat, and this is the calculation. Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umatuba Mishmei, Rabbi Yanai, Amakra, Uvashana Haraviyis, Uvashana Hachamishis. The Vav is Mosif, Rashi explains, to the previous phrase. And in the fourth year, there's a little fourth year that's dragged up to the third year. And in the fifth year, there's a little fifth year that's dragged to the fourth year. Pa'amim sheberevius va'adayin asur mishem arla, u'pa'amim shebechamishis va'adayin asur mishem ravai. Some of that following year is dragged in. That's the halacha of waiting till Tu B'Shvat, even though it's really the following halachic year, as our Mishnah says, that first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'nitios. Really? But still, we extend it because we gave you such a kula at the beginning, so we extend it a little bit afterwards. Period. Lema de lo Karebi Meir. Shall we say that this whole discussion, this whole Tosefta that we're dealing with, is not like the day of Rebbe Meir? Which Rebbe Meir? Dear Rebbe Meir, who we had back on Daf Beis, that we're going to talk about again now. Ha'amar Yom Echad Bashana, Chashav Shana. Rebbe Meir says, not 1 month is considered a year for certain halachos, right? Not all halachos, but some halachos. So too, what Rebbe Meir says, 1 day in certain regards. Chashav Shana, where does Rebbe Meir say that? And we'll get back to the discussion of the Rishonim and soon. The Tanya, Rebbe Meir, the context of this is talking about the age of animals for karbanos. You know, various karbanos, you have to bring different ages. A first year, Karban Pesach is within the first year, right? Very young karban. That's where there's such a chashash. The poskim mentioned about breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach. Such a very young carbon, so it's very easy to break the bones. The bones aren't hardened yet. That's why one has to be so careful in terms of an etzem lo sish beruvo, the iser in Parshas Bo. So the Brisa says to Tanya, par ha'omer b'torestam, when it says par, which is an old, mature cow, what does that mean? Ben esrim ba'ar b'chodesh v'yom echad. Devar b'meir. Meir will see, that means 3 years, 24 months plus 1 day. That's 3 years. So you see, Rebbe Meir holds 1 day is an extra of a year for certain halachos. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Ben Esrim V'Arba V'Chodesh V'Lamid Yom. No. 24 months and 1 month and 30 days. 25 months. That's called 3 years. Shehayah Rebbe Meir Omer, because where do we see this lachlokes? Kol Makom Shenemar Egel Batora Stam Ben Shana. Egel, little calf, that's first year. Ben Bakar Ben Shtayim, that's second year. Par Ben Shalosh, That's third year. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds, what's a par third year? 2 full years plus 1 day. So shall we say that our discussion in the Tosefta of needing a month before Shemitah, that's against Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir would only require 1 day before, not 30 days before. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Meir, our Brisa could even be Rabbi Meir. Ki kama Rabbi Meir, yom echad bashana chashiv shana. When does Rabbi Meir say that 1 day is enough? Besof shana. When you have a complete units of time in the first part of the counting, and then you add on 1 day. At the end, you could have that extra 1 day. Similar to Mixas Hayom Kekula, as we'll get to soon. Aval betchila shana lo, you can't start off with 1 day. That can't be the your year. So to Rabbi Meir would add on 24 months plus 1 day. That's good. But to have 1 day before Shemitah to start off your year, 1 day cannot be considered a year at the beginning of the count, only at the end of the count. Stop there. We're going to reject that in a minute, but first let's see what Tosfos has to say. Tosfos quotes that this is not true. This halacha of 1 day being called a year and 1 month being called a year obviously is not true for all halachas. Tosfos says on the third line, V'kol oso yom, Dibur Maskel ben Chavdal Chodesh, V'kol oso yom lamid eino dino okaben. I'm sorry, first Tosfos discusses that the that day it's in the limbo period. Third medium line in Tosfos, V'lo l'chol mili amrinan diyom echad bashana chashev shana. Not for everything. Diyesh devarim dafilu meis leis bainan. Sometimes you need actual 24-hour period that you have to get to that exact moment in time in the age that you need. Tosfos, for example, ben yud gibel shana v'yom echad, right? Bar mitzvah. We don't say the bar mitzvah boy, once he turns 12 and a day, he's bar mitzvah. We don't say that. He has to be 13 years old. So that's all Tosfos says. But then you get to the achronim. So what does it mean, 13 years old? What does Tosfos mean, me'eis leis? Does it mean mamish? That it has to be if the kid is born on the 10th of Adar at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not bar mitzvah until the 13th year on the 10th of Adar, 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Is that what we mean? Is that what we hold for a bar mitzvah boy? And that is what a minority of poskim hold. There is a group of poskim that say, yes, me'eis leis, what does Tosfos mean? Another Rishonim, you have to wait. And therefore, let's say the boy's bar mitzvah day comes out on Shabbos in his bar mitzvah year, and he was born 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he can't lain. Right? Because, according to those poskim. But the accepted custom is not that way. The accepted custom is that, no, you can't wait 12 years and a day or 12 years and a month, but once the day of the bar mitzvah comes, he's considered a gadol. Well, we don't require meis leis, but we require at least that day. That's what the Rama says. The Rama says in Hilchos Brachos, in Simin Nun Gimel, by the first time that gadlus comes up in Shulchan Aruch is Aruch Hayim being the chazan. Dinei haroi, who could be the chazan? Right? Simin Nun Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, I'll start with the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh lo motzchus al mechomo shenogin shaktanim yardin lefei ha-tevel ispalot filos arvis b'motzoi shabasos. There is a schus to say why ktanim are allowed to daven mayriv on Motzi Shabbos to be the chazan. We're not going to get into what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. The Rama though says, ube mechomo shelo nagu kein, ein lakatan la'avor lefnei ha-teva afilu betfilas arvis. Right, tfilas arvis for sure. Still, doesn't matter. Afilu higia lechlal yudgimel shanim biyom ha-shabbos, ein lispala arvis shel Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this means the night before, Dari Adayin, Ein Lo Yud Gimel Shana. What does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah explains, but Salomar, Bimakomo Shinno Agin Lispala Shel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Mi Bo'od Yom, Mishum Tosefa Shabbos. Oh, this time of year. Let's say the boy's bar mitzvah day is Shabbos, and his family makes early Shabbos. So there, explains the Mishnah Berurah, maybe there he shouldn't be davening for the Amud, because then he needs it to be the calendaric day, not the halachic day. But if it's already the halachic day, it's already nighttime, then we are meiko. The boy can daven ma'ariv for the yom, no matter when he was born on that day. Because makam hari adayin lo nishlam mo yud gimel shana al leil Shabbos. Shotosef Shabbos eino moel le'in shnos yimei hana'ar. Aval ha'mispala ba'layla arvis achar. It says like a chavim, mutter le'red lefnei hateva. And that is why, right when it's the day of, that is what we paskin. Where else does this come up? It comes up by Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen we know is done when? It's done after 30 days. After 30 days. This is a major machlokas. We're machri here on both sides. Right? After 30 days. What if you have a, 31 day month? You go by the dates. So the question is, does it go by an exact halachic month? Right? When we say 30 days, what's a halachic month? 29 days, 12 hours, v'chulu v'chulu, when you get to the tashsak halakim, is that what Pidyon HaBen goes by? Or do you go by a full 30 days? Here you can have the opposite, right? The exact moment of time could be before the end of the month, what we call the end of the month. We generally, we wait until day 31, period. No matter what, that's the minhag, the Shulchan Aruch says, we do Pidyon HaBen on day 31, to be yotzei l'chal hadeos, to make sure a month, 30 days have passed completely. But again, all of these, you do not apply the principle of one day of the, or one month, one day is considered a year, one month is considered a year. That's in terms of Gadlus. Okay. Well, the Surah Sternbach also talks about this in Moed Muzman, if you want just another source related to it, in Chelek Dalet and in Reish Peches. He talks about this. He also says, brings up other discussions in Yonah Diyoma. What happens if you have a, according to the poskim, who say you have to wait me'ais la'ais by bar mitzvah. What if the boy counted svira, you know, at the beginning of the night and he was still a katan, and then later on in the day he's a gadol, now he's chayav possibly daraisa, right? Do we say he has to recount? What about berachas haTorah? Right? All the nafkaminas in terms of he was derabanan when the day started and daraisa later on in the day. But again, halacha lemaisa, we passing that he's daraisa right away, and therefore there wouldn't be any issue. Anyway, back to our gemara. So the gemara says that our Tosefta could be like Rabbi Meir. Even like Rabbi Meir, why? Because when does Rabbi Meir say one day is considered a year? That's only at the end of a calculation, but not at the beginning of a calculation. Says the Gemara, really? V'lav amar Rava, v'lav kavachomer hu. Isn't it a kavachomer that it should work? From where? From halachas of Nida. We know on a d'oraisa level, a Nida is tameh, right? When Chazal discussed the difference between, the Torah discusses the difference between a Nida and a Zava. The first time a woman has a Re'iyah in her life, she is a Nida for 7 days. No matter how much blood she sees, 7 days, she sees a drop, she sees for 7 days, no matter what, 7 complete days. At the end of those 7 days, she does a Hefsek Tara. If she is Tahora, then she can go to the mikveh that night, and she is Tara Labayla. There is no requirement of Nikiyim. That is the halacha by Anida. So Anida has to wait until nighttime. She needs 7 full days. That's Anida. A Zava has a Chumrin Akula. As we know, a Zava is a woman who has a Re'iyah not at the time when she is supposed to have it, during the 11 days that she's not supposed to get her Nidus. It's considered a sickness. The Chazal assume there's generally the average woman has a 28-day cycle. So 7 and 11. During those 11 days, if she has a Re'iyah 3 days in a row, she's a Zava Gadola, and she is Tameah for she's Tameah, and she requires Shivanakiyam, and she has to bring a carbon afterwards. So those Shivanakiyam, on a D'oraisa level, that woman, the Zava, could go to the mikvah on the daytime of day 7. She doesn't have to wait till the night. The daytime of day 7, not like a Nida. So a Nida has to wait, we're talking about a Nida. A Nida has to wait till the nighttime. So let's get the flow of the Gemara now. Uma nida she'ein tchilas hayom olelo besofa. The beginning of the day doesn't help her at night. Meaning on day 7 of her being a nida, she can't go to the mikvah, mixas hayom kakulo, use an hour right at the end of her cycle, even though sof hayom olelo betchilasa. But what if she had her first re'iyah an hour before sunset on Tuesday? So Tuesday is her day 1. So she can't use part of a unit of time at the end of her calculation, but she can use part of a unit of time at the beginning of her calculation. So you see, the beginning of the units of calculations, it's easier. Anita cannot use it at the end, but can use it at the beginning. So shana sheyom echad olela besofa. So if you're saying according to Rabbi Meir that one day is olela besofa at the ends, like in the case of the animals, einodin sheyom echad ola betchilasa. Surely it should apply at the beginning. Right, so it's a kasha. So how can you say Rabbi Meir is mechalik between the beginning of a calculation at the end of a calculation? It should be easier to use at the beginning of a calculation. So we're back to the question: is our Tosefta against Rabbi Meir? Before we go further, keep in mind that the Rambam is different, has a different shita than all the other Rishonim in the sugya of calculations of Zava and Nida. If you remember this important shita, the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri B in Perek Vav has a shita that 7 and 11 stays constant throughout a woman's life. 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. Most Rishonim hold that's not true. Most Rishonim hold, the way they understand the Gemara is that once a woman becomes a Zava Gadola, she has a Re'iyah for 3 days straight, and she has to count Shiva Nikiyim, she does not become a Nida again until she counts that Shiva Nikiyim. She finishes the Shiva Nikiyim, then her days of Nida start again, those 7. But until that time, she could be a Zava for 3 months. right? Depending how long it takes her to get Shiva Nikiyam. That is the Rov Rishonim. That's what the Ramban says. That's what the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban. Aval HaRamban Zal Birer Barayos Bruros. Shedin HaTorah B'Sviras Anidah V'Zava Kachi. And he quotes that once a woman becomes a Zava, she's not Choseris to become a Nida until she has Shiva Nikiyam. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, Kavua. For the rest of her life, that is meaning the days of Nida, the days of Zava, are 7-11. Now, how the Rambam reads certain Gemaras, that's a little tricky. The Rambam has to read the Gemaras differently than all other Rishonim, but that's the Rambam. La'olam, Tispar, La'olam, Shiva, Shekol Yameh Shalisha, Kachin, Shiva Yameh Nida, Va'echad Asa Yameh Ziva, Elim Hifsika Haleda. If she gives birth, then it breaks the cycle. But that is that's the Rambam. Again, Bizman Hazeh, as we know, the Chumra Drebi Zera, is that Benos Yisrael Echmir Al Atzman Shafila Roa Sibatam Kachardo Yoshev Azlav Shivan Akiyim? We treat all women Bizman Hazeh as Zava Gedolas because of the confusion. It was already confusing in the days of there are some Gemaras that are confusing to figure out what a woman is, a Zava, a Nida. So we paskin Lechumra that all women are Zava Gedolas, but we also paskin Lechumra, at least on a Derabana level, that a woman cannot go to the mikvah on day 7. Even though Midaraisa, Azava, Gedola can't go to the mikvah on day 7, or Machmer the other way too, because of an Issa Durabanan. Gzeirav called Srach Bita. We're worried that someone would see and then shorten the days of when a woman is allowed to go, so we generally would never allow tefillah on day 7. Sometimes tefillah during the day on day 8, if it's dangerous to go outside at night, sometimes a posik would allow day 8, which is already after the complete cycle anyway, but day 7 is generally not allowed. But either way, we're back to the question. So is our Tosefta against Rabbi Meir? Meir says one day is good enough for a year, and our Tosefta says you need 30 days before Shemitah. So the Gemara says, the Elamai, Rabbi Elazar. What's the other choice? It's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Elazar who says 30 days. 30 days is considered a year. But then we still have a problem. Why? Now we're about to bring in the other factor. Shloshim v'shlosha boy. Every person, every Shita, every Tana is going to have to add on an extra 30 days. Why? Because the cycle of time should be calculated after the plant has taken root. And Rabbi Elazar holds that it takes 30 days to take root. So it should be once it's taken root, so then you start calculating how much it grows. Right? If it hasn't taken root yet, Rashi says, it's like in your kitchen. It's not in the ground. Rashi's Lashon is, it's like in a cod. It's called Zman, to come on, first skinny lines in Rashi. The Yemei Aklita, the days that it hasn't taken root yet, in Olama, to come on to Manach Bebesadami. It's like it's in your house, called Zman Shalo Kalta. Look, it's in your house. So it has to have taken root, and then you start the calculation. So the Gemara says, Shloshim v'shloshim, boy, according to you, you should need 60 days, ditnan, as the Mishnah says in Shvius. A note in vein, mavrichin vein, markivin, era Shvius, pachus milamid yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You need 30 days before. Ve'emnata ve'hivrech ve'hirkiv ya'akar. If you did it within that time, you got to uproot it. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, that might not be in the Girsa, but we're linking that Shita to that first opinion. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Kol Harkava She'ena Koletis Begimel Yamim She'ena Koletis. You need at least 3 days. Okay, not 30 days, but 3 days. Rebbe Yotzi Rebbe Shimon Omer, Shnei Shabbos, it takes 2 weeks. 2 weeks for Klita to take effect. V'yamar Rav Nachman Amar Abba Bravua. So again, continuing the question. L'divrei Omer Lamid, if you say you need 30 days for Klita, Sarach Lamid Vishloshim. You should need 60 days before in order for it to be considered as if it was planted before Shemitah. L'divrei Omer Shlosha. According to the one who says you need 3 days for Klita, Sarach Shlosho Shloshim. You should need at least 33 days. L'divrei HaOmer Beis Shabbosos. According to the one who says you need 2 weeks, Sarach Shei Shabbosos Vishloshim Yom. Either way, you need more than 30 days. You either need 33 days, or you need 45 days, or you need 60 days. So the Gemara answers, or really continuing the question, V'inami k'Rabbi Yehuda Sfirulei, and even if you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, which is the smallest, is only 3 days, Gimel v'shloshim bo, you need at least 33. So who is the author of our Tosefta that we started off today's daf with? So Ela la'olam Rabbi Meir. It's really Rabbi Meir. Meir though, or Meir. Meir only said 1 day. 1 day is good enough. And what do you want to say 30 days? So 31 should be the minimum. V'chi ka'amar lamid l'klita, and he agrees to that opinion, right? The first opinion that we just had in the Mishnah, 30 days for it to take root. Ihachi lamid aleph boy, don't you need at least 31? 30 days to take root, and then 1 day to be considered a shana? Answers the Gemara, kasavar yom lamid ola l'kan u l'kan.
That last day could count backwards and forwards. The last day counts for the last day of Klita and to be Yom Echad Bashana Chashav Shana. Right? A concept that we have elsewhere. We have it by Nazirus. Somebody is a Nazir for 2 months. Sometimes day 30 could count for the previous month, for the following month. So it is the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Couple of points on this Gemara. Rav Schechter has an article in Ikvei Atzon relating to Mixas Hayom Kekulo, where he starts off by quoting the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, who says, we ask a kasha, one of the kashas that you know there's an answer to. He says, why don't we, there's a principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo, as the Gemara implicitly talks about here, and explicitly elsewhere in other Gemaras. Why don't we apply Mixas Hayom Kekulo by Shabbos? It's already Shabbos afternoon. We've already had most of Shabbos. We've kept Shabbos most of the day. Mixas Hayom Kekulo, I'm busy, I have to run out. Why don't we say that by Shabbos? Right? Obviously we don't. Why don't we say that by Yom Tov? Why don't we say that by other areas? Obviously, there's an answer, but you have to formulate the answer. So, Yosef Engel quotes the Maharami Panu, who gives an answer. You don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo by negative context. The Dafka be in your, I'm sorry, you only say it by negative concepts. Because you want to be Mamayit then. Dafka le'inyin tuma va'avelus. Amrinan hachi b'chdei lomait bahem. Avo b'nyani kedusha, v'nyani simcha, ein zeben anachon. V'yad rabba, min aroi lo hosif michal al hakodesh. Shabbos and yantav you're mosif on. It's kind of like a hashkafic type of why we apply this principle. You only apply it by negatives, not by positives. By positives, you want it to expand. The problem is, the Gemara has it by Nazirus. Is that a negative? And the last day of Nazirus, mixing him with Gulo. So that's a you bring a Chatas, that's a major machloket. Machloket is Tanoim. Whether it is a positive or a negative. But assuming it's a positive, so how do you apply it? That has to be a more halachic, different halachic reason. Why do you don't apply Mitzvah Kekulah by Shabbos and by Yantav? So Rav Soloveitchik explains, he quotes, twofold. Number one, the first ingredient why you would, when you would apply Mitzvah Kekulah is when you have what's called a melos. A melos means a personal calculation that you are making. You can't apply Mitzvah Kekulah by a calendaric day. Today is Shabbos. It doesn't matter if I did most of Shabbos already, and if 5 minutes are left of Shabbos, it's still Shabbos. You can't apply Mixas Hayom Kekulo by a calendaric day. Where does Mixas Hayom Kekulo apply? Where I have a personal calculation that I'm making. Right? I have 30 days. A person is counting Shiva. He's counting 7 days. His own personal 7 days. He's not counting the 14th day of Adar. He's counting his own personal... So that's where you could apply Mixas Hayom Kekulo. By a personal melos, a personal... filling of days, that's Avelus, that's Nazirus, right? That's where you would apply it, number one. Also, by Zava. By Zava you apply it, right? Why can a Zava go to the mikvah? We said during the day. Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Good. What about Nida? Is the Din D'Oraisa? Yeah, Nida could only go to the mikvah at night. Why is Zava different? So there's a second ingredient. There's two ingredients to when you could apply the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Number one, it has to be a personal melos calculation. Number two, there has to be some type of positive nihug that one is doing during that time so that we could say, oh, you did it? Okay, it's good enough. You did it for half an hour. There has to be some positive nihug that you're doing. If you don't do anything positively, it's just about not doing things, then also you can't apply. A zava and a nida are very different. A zava has to count Shiva Nikiyam. A nida does not. Nida doesn't count. Need to wait 7 days, and after the 7 days, she goes to the mikvah. A zava has a positive svira zava. Svira shiva nikiyim. We know halachically, she always has to know that she's in the middle of her nikiyim. Right, there's even a day in the achron, in the shlach, which talks about counting svira zava, like svira saomer. But there's a positive svira. That's where you can apply mixas hayom kekulo. How does this also help us in another beautiful context? There is a stira, in quotes, in Shulchan Aruch, that the Taz points out. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Sadi Hei Paskins that you don't Pasak Delo Amrinan Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Whereas the discussion here is the Mechaber says in Shin Sadi Hei Siv Gimel that you don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. End of Yud Beis Chodesh. Somebody's in Avelus for their parent. So at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. That's the Shulchan Aruch. We know you say Mixas Hayom Kekulo by Shiva. Right, you say Mixas Hayom Kekulo and about Shloshim. Why don't you apply it by Yud Beis Chodesh? So the Shach and the Taz both quote the Trumas Hadeshin that you only apply Mixas Hayom Kekulo by something that's made up of days, not made up of months. So Shiva is made up of days. Shloshim is made up of days. Mixas hayom kekulo. You don't say mixas hayom kekulo at the end of a counting of months. Okay. But Rav Soloveitchik says, no, there's a deeper difference. By Shiva and Shloshim, there are nihugi avelus, positive nihugi avelus that one has to do. Yud Beis Chodesh, if you look at the list of items, is all about isurim. There are no positive nihugim. It's just isurim, so you don't say mixayim kekula there. It's only where you have a positive nihug besides the personal sphere. So you can look there in Siman Yud Zayin more related to mixas hayom kekula. Good. Weiter. Just we don't have time also. The Minchas Chinuch, if you want to look at it, in Reis Sadi Ches, he discusses differences between Shemitah and Shabbos. Why Shemitah is more chomer in a way about how much time you need, because it's a din of the land resting, and not just you resting from what you do to the land. There are differences between Shvisa Shabbos and Shvisa Shemitah. Minchas Chinuch, in Reis Sadi Ches, Simen Tesfav. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch by the Shem at the end. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei megrecha darshu. But all of these opinions, paskin, are based on the same pasuk. Based on the same pasuk. The fact that you need one day, considered a year, or 1 month. Fahi ba'achas v'seish b'yoshana b'rishon b'achal ha'chodesh. Going back to the Mabul. It was in the 601st year of what? Of Noach's life. Shana b'rishon b'achal ha'chodesh. In the first, right? On the b'achal ha'chodesh, on the first day of the month. Meaning 11 months later, right, the Mabul started either in the second month. So the second month is either Iyar or Cheshvan, right, the Machlokas Tanoim, when the world was created. But in the second month, so 11 months later, that's when this is Pasuk is talking about. So Rabbi Meir, Savar, Midakati, Yom Echad, Hu, Da'ayo, Bashana. It's only one day into the 601st year. The Kakari, La'ashana, it already calls it the 601st year. Shema Mina, Yom Echad, Bashana, Chashav Shana. So you see, one day in the year is already called a year. The Idach, and the other opinion holds, no, Iksiv, Bishesh, Meos, Va'achas, Shana, Kidaka Amrit. If that's what the Pasuk says, 601. Hashadachsiv, Va'achas, Bishesh, Meos, Shana, it says 1 and 600. So, Shana, Ashesh, Meos, Koi. This word Shana is only going on the 600. No, it's only 600. 600th year of Noach. Umay Achas, Atrilasa, the Achas, Komar. Achas means in the beginning of that year, but it doesn't mean the year yet. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rebbe Lazar, my taima, dechsiv barishon be'echad achodesh. It says, in the first, on the first of the month, midakati yom echad hu da'ayo b'chodesh, v'kakari le'chodesh. It's the first of the month, that already calls it that month. Shema mina, yom echad b'chodesh, chashav chodesh. One day in a month, exceeded a month, and therefore, just bump it up one. Umid yom echad b'chodesh, chashav chodesh, lamid yom b'shana, chashuv in shana. Right, you go by the units without jumping. Months are made up of days, so one day in a month is called a month. Years are made up of months, so 1 month in a year is called a year. V'chodesh limnu yo, v'shana limnu ya. And the month goes by what makes it up, what units of time you count towards it, that's days. And a year is made up what you count towards the end of it, and that is months. Two important points before we have to finish, and that is the Turei Evan. Turei Evan here says, the Gemara here seems to be mixing and matching Noach's life and his months and the calendaric calendar. Right, we're talking about one day, Chashiv Shana and Chashiv Yom. He says, but Noach might have been born in the middle of the year. The Gemara seems to be blurring the lines between Noach's life and the calendar that we're trying to figure out. So he says, Nira li mikan, deshnei adoros, ein monin miyom el yom leledasam, el aluminion olam, va'anolad yom echad kodem minyan olam, v'chulu, that is considered a shana. Says the Torah Yavid, at that time, I don't know when this went until, everybody's birthday was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Everybody had the same birthday at that time of history. The Torah says, the Pasuk says 601. So it's mixing Noach's life, and then in the second month, the 17th day, the Mabul started. But that's Cheshvan. And we're talking Noach, 600. How could you, the years of Noach and the months? Different. So he said, it must be everybody at that time. Number one, Ha'ara of the Turei Evan. Number two, let's do the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa. In terms of planting before Shemitah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Sadi Dalid, Hilchas Arla. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Arla. The Shulchan Aruch says, after quoting Ha'evyonos, it goes to what's subject to Arla, what's not subject to Arla. Ha'notei etzmachol monolo gimel shanim, me'esta tiyaso. V'chol ha'per shiyulo b'tok gimel shanim, asur in ba'anala olam. Anything that grows in the first 3 years are asur forever, as we know. And the Shulchan Aruch then says, gimel shanim halalu, einam nimnim yom liyom. They're not counted yom liyom, exact 3 years. Ella holchem emakashnos ha'olam. You go by the calendaric year. Shu maschil mitishrei. Vim nisaber nisaber la'arlo ravai. If it's a 13-month year, so it's ravai and arlo also. Upa'amim she'enu eloshtei shanim umem dalad yom. It's possible that arlo can be 2 years and 44 days. Upa'amim she'em yiseyem ha'gimel shanim. Sometimes it's more than 3 years. Ketzad, here we go. Nata mikodem tez zayin ba'av she'nishra. If it's planted before the 16th day of Av, meaning we paskin like the day that says 2 weeks. So it's 30 days plus 2 weeks. So Tez Zayin Av is the critical day. If you plant something right this year, if you plant something this year, let's say before the 16th day of Av, Shenisha Radayin Mem Dalad Yom Ad Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's still 44 days. Well, this year is Shemitah, but this applies every year for Arla. If you plant something more than 44 days before Tishrei, Kivan Shiyagir Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, also Lashana, that's a year. And why we paskin? Shloshim yom b'shana chashav shana, and then you have the 2 weeks of klita. Umone od shtei shanim, you add another 2 years. Ve'im natab yom tezayin, yom tezayin ve'eloch mone, me'rich chodesh tishrei haba, gimel yom shleim. If it's after tezayin av, then yeah, these don't even count. It's going to end up being more than 3 years. Rosh chodesh tishrei is going to be year one, not year two. Olach rosh chodesh tishrei, kol shana revias, kol haper sheyachal dubo, kodem, and then he quotes, kodem tu bishvat, Yeshlam Gamkin din Arla, and even after you finish, you have to wait till Tu Bishvat. Avishin Gemara Machar Kach, Vanachlat Bobi Tesla Bishvat, Kosher Revias Atesov, it's the Ravai. So we paskin like 44, like the 2 weeks, and we wait until after Tu Bishvat for the years of Arla and Ravai to be finished. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, just to finish up. Hod Amrinan Shalachar Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Shoshana Revias. You have to wait till Tu Bishvat. That is Dafka Binitia Shehi Kalnu Ola Bitchilasa. Because we were making it at the beginning. Shekivet she'avro le mem dalad yom asa l'shana. L'ficha chachmano le besofa. Halavach, if we weren't making, if we planted it months before, what that cutoff point is the discussion in the Nosa Kalim, then you might not need to wait till Tu B'Shvat. V'yeshomim deloshna. And some say, no, we always wait till Tu B'Shvat in all cases. That's the machlokas 2 days here in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Rosh Hashanah and other issues. Tomorrow when we talk about Masai Nivra Ha'olam.